turn her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He
all right, so how much of the game did you watch last
another
night?
Bad mood.
Another bad mood?
Another bad mood.
Wait, you're supposed to... Wait. Yesterday you were supposed to be in a bad mood.
Why?
Because you couldn't drink your coffee. You couldn't have your water with your meal. It just had to be straight water, straight regular water.
Yep.
And because you had your physical.
Yep.
But you were actually good yesterday. You were in a bad mood. Fridays you're supposed to be in a good... You had Blammer Thursday. We got a full weekend of football. Like, what could possibly put you in a bad mood?
I think yesterday I was searching to be in a bad mood. When I really wasn't.
No. No, you were great.
Yeah, so...
What could possibly put you in a bad mood?
I need a knee replacement.
Oh.
It's a coming. And I could blame the Packers. It's very easy to blame the Packers.
I mean, Well, first of all, I don't even think you would be blaming the Packers. I think it's just a fact that you playing in the NFL for 9 years probably leads to some joint replacements.
At 56?
You played in the NFL for a decade at a time where cutting was, yes, frowned upon from player to player, but was perfectly legal.
It stems from when I tore my PCL and came back in 2 weeks. What's PCL stand for? Posterior ligament.
I believe crucial, something like that, okay. Is the C.
So I tore it. When did I? I tore it the year after the Super Bowl, the one we lost, the bad one.
Yeah. So and you tore it preseason.
Yes, came
in
back
97.
Yeah, came back 2 games later. Which in today's term, as bad as I tore it, I'm not back till week 14.
So it's funny because I just saw. I think you guys opened because you opened.
We opened against the Bears
on Monday Night Football.
What? I know it was at night.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was a Monday night.
It was
night.
Monday Night Football.
Okay.
And I literally just saw the highlights from that game in like the open, like somebody shared it on social media.
Yeah.
And like during the highlights, you know, they mentioned that, you know, all pro tight end,
that
Mark Chimura, was out. And they show you on the sideline. You're just like leaning on crutches on the sideline. I'm like, why don't I remember him?
Almost.
Because you came back.
Almost killed Pat McKenzie. Unintentionally.
Oh, boy.
Because I went
about
two
to say,
plays.
I thought Pat was like the nicest guy in the world.
So what happens with your PCL is if you tear it, then kind of if you visualize this, your femur overrides your shin bone.
Okay.
So I played like 2 more plays and I'm like, something isn't right. You could feel the laxity in it.
Yeah.
So Pat, you know, come to the sideline and Pat's like, yeah, you're done. You tore your PCL. And it was the first game of the year. I took my helmet, and I didn't realize I almost hit him in the head, and I just slammed it on the bench.
It bounced back? Almost got him?
No. When you first initially.
Oh.
And he was a little upset, as was I.
I think everybody was upset.
So I remember doing that. But that's the problem now after 19 years? It's kind of gave way, and it's back. More than that? No, 97 minus.
So it's 2025.
Yes, 25.
If you tore it in 97.
28 years.
There you go.
Okay. Not my strong suit and listening. So there's back to laxity and got grinding and all that stuff.
But you kind of knew, like you've been fearing this day for a while, right? Like you knew, like, I probably need a renew. You have been saying to me for maybe not quite a year, but. For a while, that you thought that you may need a knee replacement.
Not at 56. I thought more like 70.
I know you were hoping to avoid it, but your knee's been bothering you for almost a year.
Well, here's the thing. I just woke up like 4 months ago, and all of a sudden, my knee starts hurting me. And I didn't know why. I'm like, what the hell? Why?
Yeah.
So now he explained it to me, and now it all makes sense. So.
But wouldn't you rather at this point, because everyone you've talked to has gotten a knee replacement.
I don't believe him.
Is this like when
even Joshy this morning said his mom had two done and like get it done as soon as no.
But why don't you listen to experts when they try to tell you? This is like when Shefty came on Wednesday and is trying to explain to you the Micah Parsons thing. You're like, nope, something else is up. Something else is up. Like, why do you have that pride within you where you can't just listen to the experts, listen to the doctors, listen to the people who have been through the knee replacement who say, oh, this is great. I don't know why I did it sooner. Because it seems like there are a lot of people like you that are like, man, I can't believe I need a knee replacement. And Josh, like, your mom, she can't be that old, right? Like,
no, right in the same age.
Yeah.
Really? As me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here's the problem. I always considered myself a cyborg. I don't need fake parts. It's kind of like getting fake boobs.
Aren't cyborgs half human, half robot?
Yeah, cyborgs have fake parts.
So therefore, putting metal in your bones would make you even more so.
It makes you closer to the Terminator. Makes you more like the Terminator.
But to me, it kind of feels, I don't know. Is it like fake boobs or no? Like, I don't really need them. Like,
what it is,
I mean,
is
if you look at my knee, it looks good. It's not swollen.
You think, and it's crazy for you to think this, that a knee replacement or anything of that nature makes you old.
Yes.
And that's what you're running from.
Yep.
That's part of it, but it also somehow makes him less athletic. Like, he's not quite the athlete that he thinks he is if he has a knee replacement.
Like, I don't want to be associated with people that have knee replacements, and then I would be.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, because in your mind, it's like old people who didn't take care of themselves.
Correct.
Right? And that's why they need a knee replacement in their 70s.
Thank you. You just nailed it.
But you played in the NFL.
I don't care.
You have so many peers who have had, Frank had a hip done. You're as close with Frank as anybody.
Here's the kicker, though. This is the kicker. No, Frank had a hip done. Do you say hip or knee?
I said hip.
Okay. And he's trending towards a knee.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I don't do legs. Like, why what guy am I for what? You know, all you gotta do is look good up top. Now he did say, hey, if you start doing legs, you could probably prolong this for like 3 years. And I don't want to do legs. So if anything,
so
I'm gonna
be stuck,
like,
you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Let's get it done. Do I do legs? Sounds like a lot of work. And I love surgeries, don't get me wrong. They're
fun. That's the thing. Like, you're the one person I know that loves getting surgery. You're the only person I know that has said, hey, surgeries are great. They're fantastic.
But you know who's holding this thing up? See if you can get to.
Who's holding this up?
Yes, who's holding it up? In my brain, who is holding this up?
Holmgren?
Thank you. I really don't want a skill saw taken to both of my bones in my leg. And that's what they essentially do, right, Josh? I mean, there's hammers involved.
It's a brutal looking process.
Yes,
I believe the technology and the advancements in science and medicine have made it to where it is no longer as painful, nor is the recovery time as long.
But
if you see somebody getting a knee replacement,
yes,
you'd get the jeeks.
And I woke up getting sick. Six teeth pulled. So what's the chances I'm going to wake up in the middle of that surgery and look down and just kind of have a heart attack?
How long ago did you wake up getting six teeth pulled?
I was 7.
Okay, so 49 years ago.
Yes.
Do you think?
No.
That in
I don't
49
think it's advanced.
Years.
I think people have woke up in the middle of knee surgery.
You think, sure. Do you think anybody's woken up recently?
Yes.
In the last 10 years.
Yes.
That they just didn't give them enough whatever they give you to knock
put
out.
Put it on the text chain. Have you woke up having these? I guarantee
on
there's
the Twitter
one
poll?
Person out there.
Is that what we're telling? That one person out there? Or you're asking, okay.
Or heard
so
of what, it happening.
What Chewy is asking for, if you or someone you know has woken up during knee replacement surgery, right? That's the question we're asking?
Yep.
Hit us up on the Car Blues Talk at text line, 800-990-3776. Chewy thinks that there is one person out there that either has or knows someone who has woken up during knee replacement surgery.
I'm sure it's happened.
See?
Do you know how many knees are being replaced across the country on
Hips.
A day-to-day basis?
Yeah. Hips.
I'm sure it's happened, and I'm sure it's exceedingly rare.
Yeah, but I'll be that guy.
No, you won't.
There's a chance.
There's a chance that a meteorite falls through the building and hits you right in the cranium and you die.
I would rather have that happen than wake up during knee replacement surgery.
Yeah, because you'd be dead. You wouldn't know what happened.
So you would rather die than wake up during knee replacement, is what you're saying.
I think it'd be less painful.
I believe you already are kind of loaded up, aren't you?
Like, even if you wake up, you're still going to be kind of loopy. It's not like you're going to wake up and be like, ho, what's going on down there?
Yeah, you're not going to have full feelings of things.
I know, but it's just the thought of waking up and hearing am I right?
It's a good sound effect.
Can I direct your attention to, we can't say what was sent from my mother who had two knee replacements.
Yes.
But direct your attention to the text message that I sent you in your phone. She has a message that she'd like to send directly to you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's fair.
All right. Well,
that is definitely
didn't realize,
fair.
Okay, there is a text that was sent to Chewy
that
we cannot repeat on the air from Joshua's mother.
Yes. And she's right. She's 1,000% right.
We'll just say she called you a chicken. We won't add the colorful language that was added on the end, but you are
she's
a chicken.
Right.
That you are chicken.
Yes, I am. I'll admit that I am.
All right, we got to stop everything.
Okay.
We have Jason the locksmith on here, and he has something to tell us.
Okay.
All right, Jason, hit us.
All right. At the age of 45, I had a total knee replacement. I woke up in the middle of the surgery to the buzzing, the smell of the burning of the knee, and
out.
the pounding of tink-tink into my back. And I said, whoa, whoa, I'm going to get sick. They paused everything. The anesthesiologist pushed an anti-nausea medicine into me, and he said, he's going to give me another cocktail. I said, oh, cocktail, like as in vodka or Bacardi, because that's what I like to drink. He said, I asked him what he likes to drink. He said, Hennessy and Coke. I said, whoa, we're in different tax brackets. Went to sleep, and I never remember another thing.
I am so far out. I'll take two sticks and wrap them.
Could you feel anything, Jason?
Yeah.
What's that?
Were you feeling pain at all, or were you just aware something was happening?
I did not feel any pain. I was just aware. It gave me a nausea feeling, but I didn't feel anything.
All right, so you got this done at 45. Would you recommend that Chewy gets it done, even though you woke up?
It's a different pain, but a better pain, so absolutely.
I'm sweating now, though. I'm literally sweating.
You're twice the size of me. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, but I am the biggest. I am the biggest wuss when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, as John points out, Josh's mom thinks you're being a potato.
Uh-huh. Total times two. Yes,
twice baked potato.
I'm scared now.
I have to agree with Josh's mom.
I agree with Josh's mom. Oh, my gosh. I'm literally sweating.
Thank you for the call, Jason.
Oh, my gosh.
On the Carbless Talking text line.
Ooh.
Wait, so what are you going to do? Are you going to get it done, or are you going to start doing legs?
Hell no.
Can you start doing legs?
Yeah. Well, how many times a week do I need to do legs?
I don't know. I figured that was a conversation you and your doctor were going to have.
Wouldn't working out the legs potentially make it worse? I know strengthening the muscles around it.
Because it's the PCL you're saying. I mean, yes, extensions would.
Yeah. Like
I don't think you want to be squatting. Do you?
No. And that's the problem because, like, an ACL, you know, that you had that's not good anymore, that is side to side.
That's
movement,
lateral.
Right?
Yes.
Lateral. So mine is every time I walk and stop. It's override. It's coming over the top, and that's creating a laxity, bone on bone. On top of that, I had a third of my meniscus taken out in 93, which probably doesn't help.
So how many knee surgeries have you already had in your life?
Just the one.
Just the one for the meniscus? Because you didn't
meniscus
get surgery.
Meniscus and bone. They had to take some bone
out,
too.
But that was just one surgery?
That was just
that's
one.
That's the only time you've ever had surgery on your knee?
On my knee, correct. Okay. But I tore my PCL. It's what Baltimore had.
Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson?
No, the cornerback that was here.
Oh, Jair.
He had the PCL.
Yeah.
And he had surgery on it. Well, 27 years ago, they didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't operate on it.
Yeah.
Wonder if I just. See, I would get the PCL surgery if it would bypass.
The knee replacement. I think your knee, I mean, yes, the PCL obviously doesn't help, but also, like, you played in the NFL. for almost a decade.
No, I know.
I feel like getting this far without a knee replacement should be a victory.
Nah, not a 56. 60-something.
I mean, we just had...
I know.
We just had the caller.
At 45?
Yeah, Jason the Locksmith at 45. And I'm willing to bet that Jason the Locksmith didn't play in the NFL for nearly a decade. And he needed one at 45. I'm probably going to need one before I'm your age.
Because of golf?
No, my knees have been bleeped for a long time.
Okay.
So I...
Are you worried now, though? After you wake up in the middle of a surgery?
When I was still in my late 20s, I was dating somebody who was in med school. And, like, my knees, like, if I played basketball or whatever, like, I would just have to ice, and they were kind of bothering me. And one day she's like, well, let me see. So she kind of, you know, just was feeling around, had me extend the knees or whatever. And she goes, oh, yeah, you're going to need knee replacement someday.
Really?
Sweet. Cool. So I've had that hanging over my head for almost 10 years at this point.
We got to go to one of our favorite callers here before break.
Okay, before we get to Jason.
We got Guy in Staten Island here.
Oh, nice.
What's going on, Guy?
Hey, Guy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Chewy's
not doing great today, yeah. Guy.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Chewy. I had a left knee replacement. Perfect. The right knee, I had replaced twice. Not once, twice. Two more revisions, and they still can't get it right. I'm like, so that's something to think about. So I guess it's a 50-50 chance. So
you didn't wake up, though, did you? You didn't wake up.
No. That's good stuff. You don't wake up.
That's good stuff.
So should I do it, Guy, or not do it?
Yeah, do it. Nah, go for it. Do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he even had to have it redone, and he's still telling you to get it.
Yeah, I know. I wish the first caller didn't call, though.
You asked for him to call.
I literally asked,
and then Jason the Locksmith delivered with that news.
Well, and let's be honest here. He delivered still good news.
Yeah.
He said, I was up. It was a little harrowing. I smelled some things. But I didn't feel pain.
Asked the anesthesiologist what kind of cocktail he prefers, and then passed right back out.
Said, I'm out of here.
I'm almost like they should just cut it off. I'd feel more comfortable with that.
You'd be
elective amputation.
Hey, Ronnie Lott did it.
It was a finger.
His pinky.
It wasn't even his full finger. It was just part of a finger.
All right, I'm going to start legs next week.
All right. Well, we'll follow up with you to see if you actually follow through on that. We do have things to get to. It is a Football Friday. Jason Wilde joining us next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And for the first time, you can stream all of ESPN all in one place. It has changed the game. All the best live sports, most championship moments, studio shows, documentaries, and originals. Too many to even name them all. But just think about, you know, this weekend, tomorrow, college football, watching four games at once in multi-view. Maybe, you know, during Sunday, checking in on your fantasy team, updates, live in-game sports center, customized just for you. They thought of everything to make this the ultimate destination for fans. You got to check it out. Sign up for the all-new ESPN app.
Ready?
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros and Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, dudes. How we doing?
Chewy's not doing well.
I heard.
Yeah.
Can you make him feel better in any way?
No. It's like the song in one of my favorite musicals, Avenue Q. It sucks to be you. It sucks to be you.
Oh, I know. What are you going to
do? Hey, man. Look. You've lived a remarkable life, and your knee sucks. I'm surprised you don't have more things that you need to replace. Right,
Jason, I don't know if you heard, but I almost killed Pat when I found out, because I came to the sidelines and he's like, "You're done. You tore your PCL." And it was the first game of the year. And it was my first year without Keith, you know, so I was full. And I took my helmet and I didn't realize I almost clocked him in the head. He probably still remembers that. I love Pat.
Yeah, he is the best.
Oh, he's awesome.
And you got medical attention in the actual, you know, on the sideline and then in the training room. And then a few years later, or maybe many years later, I got attention in the parking lot of the high school. So he will help you wherever you may be.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him dearly. And my favorite, he's been so great for Paula and for the girls whenever they've had medical issues, but my favorite of all time with him. So Maddie tears her meniscus last year and she's running cross country as a freshman, on the varsity, which is really exciting. And so they discovered the tear in the meniscus, and she and I negotiate with him. She needs 3 varsity races to earn her letter as a freshman.
Wow.
And Doc McKenzie, who we all know is hyper cautious and very, very conservative, agrees to allow her to run 3 races. Unfortunately, Maddie, who I love dearly, is more her mother than her father. And her mother is always going to push the envelope with stuff like this. She famously, as about Maddie's age, was competing in a national gymnastics meet, and she had broken her wrist. And her mother and her went to a local hardware store. She had a hard cast on, bought a hacksaw, and sawed the cast so she'd be able to grip the bar.
With a broken wrist?
Yes, and they had to change the rule. You know, if my kids are tough, we now know where it comes from, just to be clear. So they had to change the rule after that, because they had to put in the rules, you cannot compete with a hard cast, because only an idiot would do that. And she, of course, did that and finished in the top 10 of the country.
Wow.
So Doc McKenzie says to Maddie, okay, you can run 3 races. And then he says, you and Aaron Rodgers are the only two that have ever convinced me successfully to let them keep playing. And I'm sure there have been others, but he was, you know, making her feel special. But my favorite is then Maddie decides to run the entire season. And I see Doc after a game in the locker room, and he says, hey, are we going to get Maddie's surgery on the schedule? And I said, yeah, she's just got to finish sectionals. And he looks at me, he goes, sectionals? I agreed to 3 races. I said, yeah, she ran a few extra. One more to go, and then the season's over, though. And he's just, I just love him so much.
Yeah, he's great.
And I'm glad that you'll have, is he going to replace your knee for you?
He's being soft. He doesn't want the knee replacement, Jason.
Well, Jason, we had a caller. My fear is waking up in the middle of the surgery, so I threw it out there. And a caller called in and said, yeah, I woke up in the middle.
And one out of that.
But I'll be that guy, Jason.
Look, you're like a horse. Just have them give you more tranquilizers than a typical human.
Sounds good to me. Fine.
I would just say this, and I don't know if I'll ever need to replace anything, but I am fascinated by the joint replacement concept, because every single person, my buddy Dave down the street, has had both sides of his hip and one knee replaced. He's a big runner.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he and every other person I've encountered who've done this have said the release is immediate.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
they
I hear.
They wish they had done it sooner.
Yeah.
So again, I understand your reluctance, but I think you'll be happy in the end, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
On to the Packers, who play the Lions this weekend. Jason, how excited is Jeff Hafley for Micah Parsons? Because he finally got to speak to the media yesterday.
I want to just publicly apologize to people who listen to this show, because I think they needed Micah Parsons more than they needed Matty Wilde information. Yesterday was fun. Like, you know, I am very thankful that I get to do this for a living. There are times when it's a pain. There's times when it's hard work. There's times when you have to ask unpleasant, difficult questions. But listening to Micah Parsons, who I put it yesterday as he may be a great football player, he is a terrible actor. Like worse than Favre in Something About Mary. Because he's trying to make it seem like there's a chance he won't play. And I'm like, dude, just stop. This isn't working. Mm-hmm. Now, it is a legitimate question how much he'll play. But you can tell he is excited. Like the last sentence he said to us, I can't wait to see what they do to unleash me. Well, it ain't going to be, hey, here's a clipboard, chart our snaps for our defensive linemen because you're not playing. That is not unleashing you. So he is going to be unleashed. The question is for how many plays. And Halfley, I mean, he was answering one of my questions, and he actually said, see, now you guys have got me smiling and got me all excited. And he was going through, he watched, so according to True Media, Micah Parsons has 330 career pressures, most in the league since he entered the league in 2021, tied with Max Crosby. And Jeff Halfley said he watched every single one of his pressures, along with his 52 and a half sacks. And I was like, well, what was that like? And he just was beaming talking about that. Because remember, defensive coaches, they're never watching somebody else's defensive video. They're watching the offense to prepare. And so he was so giddy. And you could just tell that he is fighting off the... He said he's got already, after he found out they were trading for him, he went right to work with different ideas on how they could use him and the variety of ways they could use him. Because he's probably the most versatile pass rusher in the league. Not only one of the best ones, but probably the most versatile. And he said the hard thing was putting that in his files up in his office because they can't just do that all right away. So, again, I'm guessing 25, 30 snaps, maybe a little bit more. Largely straightforward stuff where you can just say, hey, do what you do best, right? But I think the what's going to be really fascinating is how over the next 16 games after Sunday, they find different ways to utilize them.
Jason, is there any player that's not going to play in the game? Anyone of substance?
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that yesterday Nate Hobbs practiced on a limited basis. Again, I always want to remind people we shift gears in the regular season, and I can't tell you if he took any 11-on-11 snaps. Not because I don't want to, it's because I don't know. And he would not tell me yesterday when I talked to him after practice. So, you know, he was talking about how rusty his fundamentals were. He had not practiced since July 31st when he injured his meniscus. And so I don't have a great feeling about him playing. Now today we'll see if he practices, but I would say I'm skeptical on him. And then, you know, again, I don't know exactly how this Jaden Reed thing is going to work. Again, I appreciate him. He has not said one word to dispute my accurate reporting about the Jones fracture. But again, that's not an injury guys usually play through. He said it is a pain tolerance matter. So we'll see how he tolerates the pain and how many snaps they can play him. But I'm guessing not an epidural, even though that was a popular word earlier in the week. I'm guessing he'll probably get an anti-inflammatory injection and they'll create some sort of insert for his cleat and hope he can go for as long as he can or on some sort of pitch count on Sunday in the game if he's going to play.
Jason, if Dobbs doesn't go, who's the dime cover guy?
That's a great question. And they don't run a lot of dimes, so yeah. I don't know exactly which way they'll go. If he doesn't play, I was saying this to Gabe earlier in the week, I think. I feel good about, like, now again, I don't know against Amon-Ra St. Brown how good Javon Bullard is as a slot guy, but everyone has told me that he has improved by leaps and bounds in that area. He got cooked when they would do one-on-ones, but he was lining up you know, against guys in a very different setting. Mm-hmm. So I understand there were people that were at practice that were concerned about that. But in the slot, in that small area, they really like what they get from him because he also can play the run, et cetera. But this is an enormous test. I mean, to do it, Amon-Ra St. Brown lines up there a lot. And that could be a mismatch if he struggles. So the nickel is pretty clear.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be Carrington Valentine and Keyshawn Nixon outside. I'm guessing the next guy would be Kamal Haddon if they have to do that.
Yeah.
Instead of Bowe. But again, it's it is not ideal.
Because part of the game plan when I play Jason is like, okay, is our zebra receiver better than their third cover guy? And then is our fourth receiver better than their dime guy? That'd be
Terry Mickens was eating them
up. Just crush it. Yeah, he had a big game against the Raiders, I think. Yeah, not that that's really a big deal.
Because who didn't have a big game against the Raiders back then? So
that's why I was asking.
That's a good question. I you know, again, I don't know how often they. I'd have to go back and look. I don't know how often they played dime.
Yeah.
I will say this: Halfley does not. I mean, there have been guys that we've had as defensive coordinator who played it a ton. And Halfley, that is just not part of his DNA. He does not really like it.
Jason, finally, before we let you go, is Jordan Love going to be able to hand off with his left hand Sunday?
He says yes. Matt LaFleur says they haven't done it. So, I don't know. What do you make of that? Like,
makes me concerned.
Yeah, you should be. You know, you don't worry enough as it is. I think the issue that I have, and this was the question I asked Jordan last week. I said, what is more, I don't want to use the word dangerous, but, you know, risky, handing off with your left hand on runs to the right with a brace and a wrap on your thumb, or handing off with your right hand on runs to the right, which is not normal.
I just can't visualize it.
It's just so awkward.
You know what I mean?
So he lays it out there. I've seen him do it. He lays it out there like a plat, like he's offering you, you know, a pig in a blanket.
So his hand is underneath the ball, Jason?
I mean, it
kind
of has to be, because otherwise it gets stuck between.
You'd have to reverse the ball.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could turn your wrist, and if you're gripping the ball, right? He's got really big hands like Favre and Rodgers before him. I guess you could do that, but the way I've seen him do it is literally like, oh, would you like a bacon-wrapped scallop, sir? And so, again, I'm eager. That's one of the many things I'm really curious to see.
Yeah.
Well, because, again, if you want to do a lot of the stretch play action stuff.
Well, he won't be booting to the left. Yeah. So
I feel like that's significant. All right, Jason, thank you. We look forward to hearing more about the green and gold. You and Tausch coming up, Wilde and Tausch, in 80 minutes or so.
All right. I look forward to it too, guys. Thanks. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting somebody out to their home, but when you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. And again, I can sing the praises of the team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Whether it was when they came to initially come to my house, do the evaluation, go over my options for the front door that we now have at the house, or even when it was the team that came over and installed the front door. I mean, professionalism is the first word that comes to mind for me. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. And if you order by the end of the month, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. PellaWI.com. Visit it today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jeff in the 920 on the Car Blues Talk and Text Line, trying to calm you down, big guy. Chewy needs a knee replacement, trying to push it off as long as he humanly possibly can, because he's scared of waking up in the middle of the procedure. We did have somebody who called in earlier, Jeff the Locksmith, who did wake, or excuse me, Jason the Locksmith, who woke up during his. But Jeff in the 920 Chew says, I have had 4 heart procedures done. Just tell the doctor you're nervous about waking up during the procedure. He'll make sure you don't wake up.
Okay. Fair.
Would you go to, because this is on the NFL's dime, right?
Yeah.
So would you go to Doc McKenzie?
Yeah,
would he be on like the list?
I got to see, you know, obviously which doctors are on the list, but I would assume that there's one in every
NFL city.
But Pat's close to retiring.
Yeah.
So I don't know who the new guy was. It's either
it depends upon how long you push this off for.
Or Tampa Bay guy.
Since you have the place down there.
Because when I had my elbow, my doc that I saw yesterday got me the number of the elbow guy for the Bucs.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
How concerned should Packers fans be, do you think, about this Jordan Love thumb thing? Not a big deal. Big deal.
Nah. It's his offhand. And my guess is why he's handing off with the right hand on run plays to the right is, I told you guys about orthoplast.
Yeah.
Orthoplast. So it's a plastic material that you heat up. I'm sure they're going to mold it to his thumb. And then after about a minute, it gets as hard as a rock. And then you tape it. And I think it's more there for protection. But the fear is he won't have the greatest grip handing off with his left going to the right. And the potential of hitting Jacob's chest plate, and then you have a fumble, and then it's not good.
Could you throw a glove, like a receiver glove, on that left hand to try to help, give it a little more tack, kind of help with the grip?
It'd have to be a custom glove.
Yeah, because
you got to get it over the orthoplast. Yeah. And I played with it before, because I've had sprained thumbs and stuff like that. Catching the ball, it's not as bad because you still have.
Yeah,
you can still get your hands wide.
But you would want to tuck it probably with the
opposite.
It's
just when you look at him handing it off, I mean, I see what the problem is because that thumb would be dead and there's a hard surface there.
Yeah.
You don't have really the feel. You know what my guess is? He hands off with his left hand going to
and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I just think that's probably a smokescreen.
Okay. I will trust your expertise on this. But we did hear from Jason that Jeff Hafley, very excited to work with Micah Parsons. We're going to hear that sound from Hafley coming up next with a dedicated Milwaukee team. Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. For 15 years, we've been serving businesses, organizations, and individuals in the area with a longstanding commitment to healthcare and the not-for-profit sectors. Whether it's expansion to commercial payments, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions to navigate your organization's complex needs. Experience the difference with Fifth Third Bank National Association Custom Solutions, built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it.
Slow down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Josh DiMaggio here for my friends at 1UP Parlay, my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but with the football season here, it's time to play. This week, I'm looking at a little Luke Musgrave anytime touchdown, Matthew Golden over 49.5 receiving yards, the Las Vegas Raiders to beat the New England Patriots, and of course, the rookie, Amarian Hampton, to score a touchdown as well. Here's what you should do. Download the 1UP Parlay app, click around, and when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Put in $20, they'll give you $20 more. Download the 1UP Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
Justin in Edgerton on the Carpool's Talking text line asking, is Craig joining today? It's one of my favorite segments of the week other than his song intro. Well, good news for you, Justin. You know, it's kind of a good news, bad news situation here. Good news is, yes, Craig is going to be joining today. He's going to be live with us in studio around 8:30. Bad news for you, Justin, is we are never changing that intro song. And if Josh tries to, it's going to be an over my dead body situation. We are not changing Rebecca Black Friday for as long as I am here.
He's an agitator.
Me?
Josh or Craig?
Craig.
Or both?
Both. That's fair. Who's worse, though? I think Craig might be worse than Josh.
Because
he comes in here intentionally trying to stir the pot.
Yeah.
I think it just comes natural to Josh.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like breathing
like you
to Josh.
You were. I guarantee you were that kid in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like teachers always had a problem with you.
Yes. My friends also, if when we reminisce on old times when we were young and we got ourselves into trouble, I was rarely the one in trouble. I was often the one encouraging everybody else to create the trouble. So therefore, I had enough plausible deniability to stay just a bit on the outside. Yeah.
So this is nothing new.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is his forte.
This is what he does. Yes. This is who Joshy is. Yeah. Speaking of agitators.
Yes.
Apparently, I don't know if Dad, some of the comments that Dak Prescott made after the game, I don't know if that can be considered agitating, but Jalen Carter, before we even played a snap from scrimmage, spit on him and got ejected yesterday from the game. Like, literally just, I was like, what the heck's going on? Wait, they ejected him? And then they show it on the broadcast of, oh, yeah. If you could see the loogie flying towards the guy that you're spitting on TV,
yeah,
I can understand why you got ejected. And Chu, you said that's like, a lot of things happen on an NFL field. That's a big no-no.
That is the most disrespectful thing you can do to another player on the field. And
this is coming from somebody, by the way, if you're doubting that, this is coming from somebody who once got hit in the balls by another player.
Gary Plummer. Yeah. Yeah. In the San Francisco playoff game. And it brings me back to Romanowski, who was a jerk anyways. I think he spit on Stokes.
J.J. Stokes.
J.J. Stokes. You expect it from a clown like that. But this is just, the ref was right there. That's just stupid. That's the most disrespectful thing ever. Now, things happen so quick. Mm-hmm. It came across my mind one time to spit in a guy's face. And let me tell you, and I didn't, but it did cross my mind. We're in Minnesota. I think this is the Super Bowl year. And we were hands team, right? Mm-hmm. We were on hands team. And we are up probably by like 14 with maybe a minute to go. So I'm on hands team, and they wind up kicking the ball away. So my job is just to retreat and pick someone up.
Yep.
But I was kind of, we fair catched, and I was half-assing it, right? Because we're up by 14.
Game's over.
And this third string tight end, piece of trash, tried to Warren Sapp me.
Just tried to ear
hold Warren Sapp.
Against Chad Clifton.
Chad Clifton. It was one of those deals. And I caught him out of the corner of my eye, and he wound up whiffing. But he was going for my head, which you could do back in the day. And I chased him down, and it crossed my mind. It did. I mean, it crossed my mind. And that's how ripping mad I was, because it's just, you don't do that to another player, because we're all, essentially, we're all on the same team. You try to protect
another
as
one much
as in that situation, and he didn't care. I was ripping mad. But we would have times. Dallas was dirty. I'm talking from an offensive line standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And Denver was dirty. Okay? I remember our defensive line going, coming over to us while we're into the game going, they're cutting us. The rule of thumb from a player standpoint is you do not cut a player a gap and a half removed.
Mm-hmm.
That's just dirty. And they did it to Yurko in the playoff games where Yurko, I think, blew out his MCL. And Reggie was beside himself. So for the rest of the game, we cut their D-line any chance we could. You know, you just protect your guys.
Yeah.
You know, you just protect your guys. And that's just like, because there is, we talk about codes. That's a code. That is a code. Like, I remember Holmgren specifically coming over to us because our screen, we used to pride ourselves on our screens.
Mm-hmm.
Coming over and say, I want everyone cutting on screens from now on. And me and the receiver said, no, I mean, could you imagine telling the head coach, no? And we did.
Then, yeah.
We said, no, I will not do that cutting down because it's dangerous. I'm like, we won't do that. The only team we'll do it against is Minnesota. And that's a true story. I would throw on Minnesota just because they were such. They had, I don't know. You remember Tierlink? He was their D-line coach. He was just a dirty. Brett would fight with him all the time on the sideline. He was just a dirty piece of you-know-what coach. And that's why. That's why we, like, whatever you want us to do against Minnesota, that's fine. But that was the only team. Unless the defensive line told us to cut Dallas and Denver. But that only happened one time.
Jeff Hafley excited about Micah Parsons. We hear why in 2 minutes. Jen Gabe and Chewy.